CBC World Cup analyst Nigel Reed joins us. Nigel, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Very well. Thanks for having me back.
Give me your thoughts. Like, I understand it's a really tough loss for the United States, but when you get outshot that bad, what does that say? Does it say your program still has a long ways to go, or do you say, man, we got a great goaltender moving forward? How do you look at it?
I was going to say, I think the second option, sober second thoughts, are a great thing, but firstly, tribute to Tim Howard, who stood on his head and frankly kept the score down as far as the Americans are concerned. But I mean, Tim Howard isn't a newbie. He's been around for a long, long time, playing for some very big clubs, and he had to do just that last night against Belgium. And you mentioned the shot tally there. I lost count of the number of shots Belgium had, but you know, over the period, you can't argue that the Belgians deserve to win the game, and that Tim Howard was man of the match, and that doesn't very often happen when you end up on the losing side. I can't remember at any stage in this World Cup where a team has lost a game and the losing goalkeeper ends up as man of the match, although, of course, we were all impressed by Guillermo Ochoa for that performance for Mexico against Brazil, which ended scoreless. And I suppose the bigger answer to your question is, yes, the United States has a way to go. But you know what, guys? I was, and I have been pretty impressed by the US in this tournament. They've shown, to me at least, and it's only my opinion, a new maturity, a new level of technical ability. They've come to play. They're a real World Cup team now. They're not a team that are going to roll over and let you tickle their tummy anymore.
Nigel, looking ahead, we've got the quarterfinals Friday and Saturday. France, Germany, Brazil, Colombia. Let's start France versus Germany. Germany's my team. They did not look very good in the Sweet 16 at all, in my opinion. They barely squeaked by in that game. What do they have to do better against France?
You know, Germany are one of those teams that are always efficient. We can always rely on them. They run their football team the way they make their cars. So you can't ever bet against Germany. They'll always go deep for you. There's no question about that. But I think it's more than just that Algeria game. They crushed Portugal in that opening game, and we thought, right, here we go. Germany is ready to go. But they kind of had their wings clipped against Ghana in the second group game. They were underwhelming against the US in the final group game. And then it took them forever to break down Algeria. I mean, you think a couple of World Cups ago, Germany-Algeria is a non-contest. Germany win 5 or 6. So, for me, there's something missing from the German machine for this World Cup. But I think also credit to a lot of the so-called smaller teams globally who've actually upped their game and are getting closer to the big teams. End of the day, you know, Germany are where they are. They're in the quarterfinals yet again. Up against a rejuvenated French team under Didier Deschamps, with Karim Benzema buzzing again, showing all that promise now that he had some years ago. Paul Pogba is the new Patrick Vieira, if you remember him from a few years ago. And so it's going to be a very closely fought affair, I think. I'm not sure I'd want to pick a winner at this stage. But in terms of zest and creativity, I think probably the French have shown more so far in this tournament.
Nigel Reed joins us talking World Cup. And then, of course, you got the host Brazilians against Colombia, who I know some people said they were in an easy bracket. But, man, you know, they're 4-0 and they have played outstanding so far. And, you know, Brazil, so much of their offense right now goes through Neymar. I look at Colombia to really attack him. If Colombia finds a way to get in on him, Nigel, how else is Brazil going to break them down?
Well, Brazil is the host, and Brazil has always been a world power in the world game. And so, as I said before, a ball was kicked in this tournament. It is, it was, and it remains Brazil's World Cup to lose, because home advantage is such a big thing in soccer. But I think, for me, Colombia has probably been the best of the South American contingent that we've seen. And a lot of that is to do with this rising young star who has the word James written on his back. But we pronounce it James, not James, because it's James Rodriguez. And he for me, has been the player of the tournament. He's scored in every game. He has wonderful vision. He has terrific finishing. Brings everybody into the game. So I think Colombia, you know, has all the tools to actually beat Brazil in this quarterfinal, which would bring on a day or perhaps a week of national mourning in Brazil. Now, the question is not whether Colombia has the technical ability to beat Brazil. I think it does. It's a matter of belief. It's a question of whether the Colombians, who haven't been at a World Cup for a long time, I think 98 in France was the last time they actually qualified, do they actually believe they can beat the Brazilians in Brazil in the quarterfinals of the World Cup? They have a very experienced coach in Argentinian Jose Pekerman. If he can actually get into the players' heads, which he has to do, and make them believe before a ball is kicked in this game that they can take on and beat Brazil, then I think they can. Otherwise, Brazil might well squeak into the semifinals.
When you look ahead to Saturday's matches, Argentina-Belgium, how can Belgium shut down Messi, who's just, you know, he's been glorious so far?
Well, the answer is as the Swiss found out and the Iranians found out and everybody else found out, you can't shut him down. You just can't. He's too good. You can contain him. You can contain him for 89 minutes, or as the Swiss did, you can contain him for 118 minutes. But eventually, guys, he's going to get you. So, you have to make sure that you are as diligent as you can possibly be on Messi. You're never going to isolate him. He's in the game. But we have seen teams, lessen his effect. That's about as much as you can expect when Messi's playing against you. A lot of people think that Argentina are a one-man team just because Messi is so good and so influential. But he does have, a supporting cast there, notably in Angel Di Maria. The winger plays left, plays right, hasn't scored in this tour, but he did score the winning goal yesterday. There are one or two others as well around him. I'm more concerned not so much with Messi going forward, because he is going to cause problems, whoever he plays against. I think the one question we haven't yet answered is how frail or how vulnerable Argentina are at the back. And I think Belgium certainly has the tools to test that Argentine back line in that quarterfinal, that third quarterfinal on Saturday. Again, it's a very close one. But with Messi on your team, it's really tough to back against Argentina.
Nigel Reed joins us, World Cup analyst. And I wanted to ask you about that, because Belgium getting that many shots, I know they didn't score, so we say Tim Howard was great, but was the Americans' defense that bad, or is Belgium's offense maybe underrated because they haven't been able to come through with as many goals, even though they're getting a lot of quality chances?
Well, I mean, it's a knockout tournament, right? We're talking about knockout soccer now. So it doesn't really matter how many shots you have on goal as long as you score one more than the others. That's really what we're talking about. And if it goes to penalties and you do it that way, then that counts too. So, I mean, Belgium does have, plenty of offense going forward. We've seen it from the youngster Origi. We've seen it from Lukaku. We've seen it from a number of different sources as far as the Belgians are concerned. I guess my only concern from them is I hope they didn't use up all their goal-scoring chances against the U.S. because I think certainly they have technical ability, they have pace, and they have flair. I think they've grown into this tournament. And let's not forget, before the World Cup in Brazil kicked off, they were kind of everybody's dark horses. Well, they're still everybody's dark horses, and they're galloping along quite nicely at the moment. So they will have to convert some of those chances to hurt Argentina and keep Messi at bay.
And lastly, the Netherlands and Costa Rica, the stars from CONCACAF, who have surprised everybody by getting this far. Can they pull off another upset?
Would you like me to be kind, or would you like me to be truthful?
Truthful.
Oh, truthful? Well, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say the fairy tale ends here for Costa Rica. It's been a wonderful journey for the Costa Ricans. They've played some wonderful football. You cannot, argue that they didn't deserve to beat Uruguay. They didn't deserve to beat Italy, because they did, and they tied England as well. For goodness' sake, they topped the group of death, which nobody saw coming. So they've had a wonderful run through this tournament, but I cannot see Arjen Robben being quiet against them. I cannot see Robin van Persie having another quiet game as he did in the round of 16. Those are the two that they have to keep quiet. And with all due respect to the Costa Ricans, and they deserve one heck of a lot of respect for getting to the quarterfinals, for me, the dream dies here for Los Ticos.
So who's your prediction in the final?
I don't make predictions. It's as simple as that. I've said from the outset, it's Brazil's World Cup to lose. And while they are in the tournament, it remains Brazil's World Cup to lose. My original final four, I'll give you that much, was Brazil, Germany, Argentina, and Spain. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to work that out. I've lost one of my horses in Spain. We all lost Spain in the first round. They disappeared without trace. But Brazil, Germany, Argentina still flying my little personal flag. That's as far as I'm prepared to commit. You know, it's a World Cup. It's a World Cup where we've come to expect the unexpected. So, frankly, your guess is as good as mine from here on in.
Well, likely not as informed as yours, that's for sure. Nigel, we always appreciate having you on. We'll talk to you next week when they know who the semifinalists are.
Let's do it then. Take care.
You betcha. Nigel Reed, analyst for the World Cup.